Hey, Bob, can we start off with an injury update, if you don't mind? We'll start with Jurickson Profar and Fernando.
Jurickson's doing well. Again, we hope that it is only a seven-day event for him. There are some things he has to clear in concussion protocol to move forward, but we're still hoping for a seven-day stint, and he's feeling great. He's doing some baseball activity. He's doing some, you know, running around and so forth, and, you know, I think all good as far as that goes. Have not gotten any news on the Tatis front yet.
Okay. Was he supposed to meet with the doctors today?
Or? I believe later this afternoon, I think they were talking about.
Okay. And how about Morejon?
Morejon is here, taxi squad right now. You never know how things go here, but through two innings last night, through an inning, a couple days off, two innings, pitched really well. I think at some point in time he's ready to go here, but you know, just one of these things as far as the taxi squad goes, see how it plays out here in the next couple days.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's available.
A couple
physically.
Days off. You know, Kinnear's here today too, so had to make a move there, and he gives us some length today too with a couple of guys that had to pitch extensively yesterday.
Craig Stammen and Will Myers, any update on those two?
Will should be DHing tomorrow in Elsinore. Stammen's still shut down as far as throwing right now.
Okay. So everything's going well with Will, it sounds like.
Yeah,
as far as
sounds like it. Yeah, he'll start out DHing and then progress to the outfield, and we'll see what the timetable is there. He's been out for quite a while, so we're not really sure what, you know, how many and at bats he needs and so forth, but it's probably just not going to be 1 or 2 day type of thing.
As far as the offense goes, most runs scored in the National League on the road. Not to compare it to what's gone on home, but what do you feel like you've done exceptionally well on the road with the hitting?
For some reason, we've just hit better on the road. I mean, sometimes night or our place, the ball doesn't carry as well, but this is a good place for us to get going here, too. We haven't been our best offensively here in the last couple of weeks. So I think the guys are looking forward to 4 days here, hopefully getting going with the bats, and hopefully it's a springboard for us.
Chum and I's had a couple of outings here. Relatively speaking, for Coors standards, they've been successful outings. Is it the fastball changeup? Do those play pretty well here as well as anything else?
Yeah, I think as far as the last one goes, you're just going to have some tough ones, similar to what, you know, McKenzie went through yesterday. So, you know, our starting rotation has been so good over the course of the season. Whenever there's a soft spot, it's pretty glaring. But I know he looks to get back on track today. I don't think Sean cares where he pitches, nor does he think too much about it. He's going to go out there and go after like he always does, whether it's at our place or whether it's Yellowstone or whether it's here. He's just going to go out there and pitch the way he normally does.
What's the trick to getting to Urania today?
What we need to do a little bit better and when we're successful is not expand. You know, get the ball in the zone. This guy tends to throw some sliders out of the zone from time to time. So we need to get the ball in the zone and get better swings that way. And like I said, when we do that, certain games, we have good games. When we don't, we have tougher times. So that's always kind of identified in our hitters' meetings.
Last one, I'll let you go, Ace. Sorry. You stonewalled Jake inside, so this is my revenge. As far as the lineup goes today, you got Jake in a leadoff spot, Mazar in a different spot. Just trying to mix things up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, as far as Mazar goes, he's swinging the bat really well for us, so we're trying to get him up there. You know, with Jurickson out, it was going to be a little bit of trial and error here with the leadoff spot. So, you know, Kim was doing it against the lefties, and, you know, Jacob has done it a little bit this year, too. I talked to him a little bit about it today, and, you know, he's fine with it. So, combination of both.
Thanks, Bob.
You're still on the platoon between Azucar and Mazar. Is that something that maybe you would rethink at some point, being that Mazar has hit lefties pretty well?
You know, we'll see how it goes here. You know, a lot of times it's a, you know, it's a leverage matchup type of thing. I have let Maz hit once or twice against lefties, got some hits. We'll always take that into consideration, see where we are in the game. But the fact that he's swinging the bat pretty well right now might lend to a few more at-bats once the game gets going.
Any clarity on Mackenzie Gore and how you might finish out your rotation before the break?
Not yet. I think we're going to see how things go here, see how he feels on his side day, and probably a couple more days before we make a decision as far as where we go with him.
Regardless of what it looks like right here in the next week, is now about the time that you would think something to alter his workload, give him a rest of some sort?
The timing could be good for it. I'm not leading you down a path that we might or might not go, but we always look kind of to this period. If he doesn't, there are a couple guys that will probably go on regular turn, which we haven't done this year, so we're considering that as well. But I think a lot of it has to do with how he feels probably tomorrow when he throws a bullpen.
Did you think Tenelson's pitches were better yesterday? I know the results, but there was some soft hits, and the slider was actually looked almost better.
Yeah, there were sliders yesterday that looked like it did in years past, 20. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, he saves us yesterday and going 2 1/3, and you know, we didn't have to use another pitcher and not available for a couple days. It's certainly hard to send a guy down that kind of saved you, but you know, in this place, you do need some length. And there are four Kinnears here. But I did see some things yesterday that I thought were improved from the last time we saw him. Fastball velocity, obviously, and I thought saw some sliders that were really good yesterday.
You guys probably knew coming into the year that McKenzie, if he were up here and pitching well like he has, like there would be some kind of restriction. How much of that is like mapped out beforehand? How much of it is flexible based on when he's
right.
feeling a little bit?
Really, to this point, not that mapped out. It's more about how he feels too. I don't know that the innings limit is etched in stone and what we want to see. We just felt like during the course of the season, like we did earlier when he was in Philadelphia, maybe there'll be a time for him to cut down on the innings a little bit and give him a different look. But you know, like I said yesterday, where we are with him right now, if you said he would have the numbers that he has right now coming out of spring training, you'd be very happy with it.
You have so many guys in your bullpen that are on the IL, some of them are close to coming back.
Right.
This is a bullpen that like could look markedly different August and September. What does that mean for you guys going forward in terms of the number of arms that could be coming back? And maybe
it means we have that is an area where we have depth. You know, whether it's Suarez, whether it's Wilson, whether it's Morahone, you know, with Stammen, we were down several guys. Castillo's still out there, so we're able to maybe look at other areas targeting to get better, or maybe the bullpen, because we have a lot of depth there.
And I know that this isn't if, but like if those guys come back and are, you know, they can be, can there be an upside to like the fact that their arms are like haven't thrown as many innings as maybe they wouldn't be worn down like they would have been in another season?
For sure. I think you look at it last year, you know, the starters didn't go as long, the bullpen got exposed early on, had to throw a lot of innings. Not only do we have guys that have not been that taxed, we have depth in it as well. So I feel good about where our bullpen is and where it's going to go in, you know, the next couple weeks.
Is this as pronounced a home field advantage as anywhere in the majors?
Well, you look at the numbers over the years here, but you also have to look at it as, look, this is an opportunity for us to go out there and slug a little bit too and hopefully score some runs. It hasn't been the case for us to this point. This would be a good time in a four-game series to get it going.
Do you address the fact that you've lost 10 in a row here?
No, that was not addressed today, and I didn't even know it was 10 in a row, so I wasn't even here the last time. No, I think these guys know and want to play much better here.